Electric cars are skyrocketing. Their sales are skyrocketing here in Washington State, partly because there are generous tax credits. But most of today's electric cars can only travel at most 100 miles per charge. That means drivers need to plug in if they want to take longer trips. To make that possible, the state and private companies have teamed up to create electric charging networks. But there are still some major gaps in the route between Everett and Olympia via Seattle. Joining us with more on the electric car infrastructure and where we're headed is Jeff Doyle. Jeff directs the Washington State Department of Transportation's Public-Private Partnerships. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Yes, glad to be here.
So are we behind schedule on getting these charging stations in place?
Overall, we're a little bit behind schedule, overall meaning as a whole state. There are portions of the network that were installed, we think, appropriately and on time. And then there are some other portions of the network that have been lagging a little bit.
Let's take an example. Someone who lives in Olympia wants to drive their electric Nissan Leaf up to Everett. Can they make it?
They could make it. What they would have to do, though, is make sure that when they reach roughly halfway, the Seattle, North Seattle area, that they would be able to find an available charging station. And depending on when they needed to be in Everett, hopefully that it would be a fast-charging station if time was of the essence.
You said fast-charging stations, so there are slow-charging stations also? What's the difference?
Well, really there are three levels of charging, but to simplify, slow charging is basically your wall outlet, 110 or 120 volt, and that would take a car like the Nissan Leaf 16 hours or more to fully charge. But what you see most commonly out in the public are level two, or what we call medium speed chargers, that could recharge a Nissan Leaf in the neighborhood of 4 hours, a little over 4 hours.
Well, is our imaginary commuter going from Olympia up to Everett going to find one of those fast charge stations in North Seattle? And I guess you can't answer this, but is it going to be available? There could be someone else charging up there too, right?
Yeah, so the two issues are, one, are there enough of them to support a good population of EV drivers we have in the Puget Sound area? And then if you did find one available, if someone happened to be docked at it right when you showed up. Right now in the greater Puget Sound area, we were recipients of a federal grant. The state really were recipients of a federal grant that would have installed a planned 22 DC fast charging stations. That's 30 minutes or less. Right now, though, we only have about six or seven of them that have come online in that territory you've described between Everett and Olympia. So we're hoping that the rest of the network gets installed soon.
Why the delay?
Well, as it turns out, it's a lot harder to find places, really private companies, that are willing to give up their parking spots to create a fast charge station. So finding property owners who are willing to allow, you know, these private charging companies to come in and cut into their parking lots and install the high speed or the high power connections has been more of a challenge, I think, than the private companies had anticipated.
And are folks who'd give up that space for the charging stations given any consideration? Do they get any money for that?
Well, I think the typical agreement is that they would get a certain percentage of the revenues. And I know in our network, that's the area outside of the Puget Sound. It's about 5% of the revenues that are collected, which is not a lot of money. More importantly, to the retailer, the person who's hosting the site, what they want is the foot traffic into their commercial business.
Mm-hmm. So it's a benefit for someone if someone has their car waiting outside because they might do some shopping.
So that's what they're planning on, yes.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for talking to us about this today. We appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
Jeff Doyle directs Washington State Department of Transportation's Public-Private Partnerships. He's working on establishing that grid of fast-charging electric stations for electric cars.